You're listening to the Sarah Fader podcast, and Evan is so tired. Evan, don't be a lame-ass little bitch. Don't be tired.
I know. You know, it's just, the government job drags it out of me. And you know what? It's screwing with me because, you know, we might be shut down. Who knows? But,
yeah. But I mean, let's just go back to the 80s. Wake me up before you go-go. Wake up. Wake up and smell. Wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up and
smell the
coffee. What is that even from? Is that Folgers?
I know that was the Folgers in your cup. I don't know.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Yeah. See, this is why I'm glad that we have that same age thing where we remember exactly the commercials.
Well, that's why we cannot, this friendship is for life. I mean.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
We will be sitting on, we will be sitting on like lawn chairs in Brooklyn.
Oh, no. We are going to retire together.
We are.
Maybe not Florida, only because I grew up there, but somewhere.
Southern California. I think we should go there.
Let's do that. Yes.
You know, because I feel like. They will welcome us with open arms. They will.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And especially by then, we'll be celebrities from the podcast.
Yes.
So.
I want to talk about something that I'm struggling with that you know about, which is whenever my supervisor at my new job is typing something to me, because we communicate via text, the dot, 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 it automatically means I did something wrong and I am fired.
Oh, it's very anxiety producing. It's just seeing it is, and it's part of this. I mean, the thing is, we have our anxiety anyway, but to see that with just not knowing, like, it's the uncertainty. It's like, oh my God, okay, what are you about to say?
And then, see, this is the thing is, I know the cause. I know where it stems from. I know the experience that started this whole thing. I can think of multiple instances that have nothing to do with him that made me feel this way about the dot, dot, dot. I think whoever created that, it does not have anxiety because they don't.
Oh, no. Because the thing is, that's even on a lowest level in anxiety, it oh, my God. Yeah.
No, absolutely
and
not.
I talked about texting and how.
That is, right.
The anxiety you feel when somebody doesn't text back, but how we've talked about it, we know that if we don't text back right away, but
I can't remember. I think I remember like one time where I was like, I don't know. There was like an ambiguous conversation with you. And then there was only one time, like literally one. And I don't even remember the details of it. That's because I feel like our texting relationship is so solid.
Oh yeah.
I'm not afraid of it.
Exactly. And the thing is, I feel like it's also, you know, like any other kind of IRL, as they say.
Right.
Relationship.
Right.
If you have a connection in real life, you know how you're going to feel about how you text each other.
Right. And I mean, I think like I've told you before, you have a way of your ending of conversations via text or whatever, pausing, because text conversations mostly never end. They are never ending. I mean, however, you do end them. You do end them, which is good. You end them, but with an emoji.
Oh, I don't ever want you to feel like I'm just bowing out for no reason.
You're not, but you are like, yes, we have completed this transaction. Here is a winky face to tell you that this conversation is over for now. For now, in quotes. For now.
Yeah, exactly. And that we are still going to be, you know.
Nothing is wrong. Right. Nothing. Nobody's mad. Everything is resolved. You are very patient with my lack of time management.
Oh, no.
You know, it's not.
I'm very comfortable with you that you are very good at receiving that, that you were, you know.
I'm very poor with time management, but I also respect when you're like, I am too tired to do this right now. So,
yes, exactly. In the fact that I will probably in 5 minutes be too tired for the rest of this, but not because I don't want to be.
Oh, wait, no. Are you serious? We have to keep you up. Where's the Mountain Dew? Where's the Pepsi? You need to drink some coffee.
Okay. I will have soda.
There you go. Right, because you're an unhealthy 13-year-old boy.
Exactly. Well, you know, I wake up at 6 a.m.
Right.
And it's kind of, I mean, my need to find a new job is
it's up there. You know, I think now, given that situation that you're in, with not wanting to be where you are and work where you're working, I think that it's time for us to brainstorm how to make lots of money.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's. I mean, we can.
Right.
You're Jewish. My Jewish. We will Jew it up and really make some money.
I have a couple of ideas. One of them is that we could do something with YouTube, because YouTube monetizes things.
Yes.
We could do that. But I mean, I don't know, man. We're kind of old for that. I think
we're so good looking people.
We are very attractive.
I think I'm okay. I think you're great.
We are very. I think both of us collectively are hot.
I'm just going to put that out there.
I would
out on a limb and say, because you know I think you're hot, but I think
yes, you are. You are also hot.
I think I could. I could carry my weight.
You can. And we would we would have sex with each other given the circumstances.
Oh sure.
Right.
We have to, you know,
We would do that. We would meet in like Idaho and have sex.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly. That was
and
exactly.
And that would be a whole episode in and of itself. To,
right. Yes.
You know.
Absolutely. I don't even know if Idaho is the right place, but perhaps, maybe something in between.
Yeah.
What state do you suggest that we do this in?
Maybe Montana.
I had the same thought. See,
and that's why it works.
It works. It
that's
works.
Why it has to happen.
I was like okay. Montana. Like I thought Montana, it, and then you thought Montana. So it's gonna be Montana.
But you know it's great because that is why it would work. We're just on the same page.
On the same page, the same book about who knows what. We don't actually know what the subject of the book is.
Yeah.
It doesn't even need a subject. Let's just be honest. Who is knocking at my door? Pizza. Talk to the people for a minute.
Okay, yes. No, it is the people just being on the same page and being on making sure whenever I do this, it might not be that entertaining, but yes, you know, making sure is it a will they want it? But also, yes. That sounds like excitement over pizza. Which is
wait. Sorry, Evan, I'm coming. It's happening.
Yeah.
Pizza, yes, you like this. Pizza. There you go. Eat it at the counter. Don't watch your thing while you do that. Evan, I'm eating a cheese stick.
I'm just listening at this point.
It's a cheese stick.
Nice.
Montana. It's going to happen. But, oh, no, my thing about Montana is, first of all, I just want to put it out there that I completely forgot that I had ordered pizza until it came.
Well, okay, but at least you were ready. I mean, when it came, didn't throw it off.
Well, yeah, it did because I was like, who's knocking at the door? It must be a terrible person.
Oh, no, that's, you know.
I have so many traumatic experiences that every time something happens, I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, the dot, dot, dot thing has to be resolved. I don't know. That's what I was going to say, though. Let me just finish the Montana story, though.
Oh yeah, of course.
I feel like would there be a hotel in Montana that wasn't afraid of us because we're Jewish?
I don't know. You know what? Like, you've instantly piqued my interest, and now I literally want to look online for, you know, hotels where I would look at their Yelp review and be like, I haven't seen anything where they say they're anti-Semitic, so we're okay.
I think what we need to do is ask people to give us money for this excursion.
Yes.
Specifically.
Yes. Sort of a Kickstarter sex excursion.
I'm just going to put it out there. Like, when we post this episode, I'm going to be like, you can PayPal us so that we can go have sex in Montana.
Yes. And it will, again, we'll have to, the episode after that will have to be, you know, people wanting that. Just,
I mean, no one can see what I just did, which is amazing. I shrugged, but no one saw
it. Yes, that's why we do the Skype with the people just hearing.
Unless they're elderly.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
You know what I'm going to fucking do? I'm going to call Nicole. I'm going to contact her. And I'm going to have her sneak into your phone and get your dad's phone number. And I'm going to call him.
Oh,
let's just do a thought experiment. What would happen if I asked her for your dad's phone number? Would she be creeped out?
She might, only because she knows my dad. She would probably be like, she'd be a little on the fence about
it. Where is she right now? Can I talk to her?
She is not here. She is at her Geeks Out meeting.
Damn it. I want her to be on the podcast so we can talk about
it. At the very least, I can get her on the show.
Well,
I could even get my mom. It's my dad who... the only thing I would say is if we did a podcast with my dad, he would literally, like, we'd have to interrupt. He would never stop talking.
But I'm good at that. I'm great at interrupting. If I were to put it on a resume... Professional interrupter.
Okay, so it is a Jewish thing.
Yeah, come on. Who do you think I am? Jesus Christ. So,
not?
Right. No, absolutely not. I can't tell the story because it's too revealing. Surprise! So I was going to say, that's so unlike me, right? To be like, I cannot reveal everything about myself. I can tell you when this is not recording, I'll tell you the story. But just remind me to tell you about Jesus. Okay?
Jesus.
Alright, so when we talk about this episode, we will put it up there that we want to go to Montana to fornicate and see what people say.
Absolutely, yes.
I mean, I feel like they believe in us enough.
Oh, I think so. And, you know, people, I have OCD, but I, with therapy and pills and stuff, all I'm going to say is I have an oral fixation.
Okay, good. But here's the thing, though, is, like, I'm going to be really sad if, like, after we, you know, do this, if you're like, I have to shower immediately. Like that.
No, I've gotten...
We have to watch a movie or something. Right?
Yeah.
We have to do that. Here's the thing, right? There was a Sex and the City episode about that, where the dude...
I know that.
Yes.
Late.
Right.
Wait, yes.
Remember?
No.
Who was
no.
that? Who was it, Charlotte? Or Miranda?
I think it was Miranda. Look, once we've done it, I will lean into it. I will... We're in it. I'm not getting out of bed.
Okay. All right.
I'm a good snuggler.
Good. That's important.
Yeah, no. I brag about a lot, but I can say I'm a good snuggler.
I know. What's the point of doing that if you're not going to, like, hang out afterwards?
Yeah, no, of course. I'm with you.
I was like, what do you like? Oh, yeah, great. I got to go.
No.
No, absolutely not. That's a fear of emotional intimacy.
Yeah, I can see that, definitely.
Or shame. Maybe you're ashamed that you had sex with that person, and you're like, I cannot face this. Or maybe I'm gay, or whatever. I don't know what happened.
I need that sort of, like, hey, we did that. Right.
I think that's because, like, we're very similar. I think that's the nature of that, is that we have that similar, like, need for, for, like, whatever, you know, like, human companionship or something.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
I mean, I wonder
what... And red fur, by the way, does look nice.
Oh, thank you. I want it to be a little bit, not lighter, but, like, a different shade, I guess. I don't want it to be as purple, but I'm going to work on that.
Sure.
I am going to work on this. Yes, so many things to think about. So I think, and honestly, like, people could donate to this cause, and then with the extra money, we can do something else. We don't even know. What could that be?
Yeah,
we don't know.
Exactly.
We will
go to the nicest Montana bar and get really nice champagne.
A hard cider. Let's just come on. Keep it real. Keep it on.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be true to our identities. You know,
right?
I feel like in some ways, like, I bullied you into liking hard cider. I feel like I pushed that.
No. Listen.
No. Okay.
You encouraged it,
right?
And I tried it, and I got really into it.
Yeah.
So
it's a thing.
Did not bully. I was totally. I actually ordered it at a bar a few nights ago, and I was like, no, this was the ordering. So, no, you introduced me to something good.
Okay, your homework for next week is, at some point, go to the Brooklyn Marriott, and order a hard cider. And tell them you want the one with the cinnamon in it.
Yes,
okay. Go there and do that. Yeah. Whatever that is un-fucking unbelievable. Like, it's amazing.
Oh, definitely.
I want to find out. I don't even know what it. I think I took a picture of it. I sent it to you at that time. I think
you
I did, but I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Okay, I will. This is. I'm on it.
Okay,
for sure.
You're on it. It's happening.
Oh.
I mean, you know, it's going to happen. Yes. How do you like the depression workbook? Are you enjoying it?
I do. It's very insightful, and it's just, you know, the thing is, people write books that don't have a personal touch, and I feel like this, and I know that I know you, but this is amazing, and I think people with any level of mental health issues need to read this and get this. And this is, and I'm just not just saying this because I know you. This is, yes.
It was a good experience. Thank you for saying that. It was a good experience to write. And you actually saw me during that time when I was super depressed. And I remember you, I think we recorded a podcast, and I was like really, really messed up. And I was thinking in my head, I don't want Evan to leave, because I'm so depressed that if he leaves, I will be alone again in my brain. And you know that feeling, right? Where you're like, I don't want to be by myself, because when I'm by myself, I have my thoughts.
Right. No, oh yeah, for sure.
But I remember that. And then I couldn't articulate that to you, because it would have sounded like I was like needy and stuff.
Oh.
And
but
I,
you know, you can always say anything to me.
I know that. I do know that, but like, I guess, I don't know. It's so weird. I was just telling my friend Brandon about this. Like, I have internalized this message because of being told that I was needy and whatever, like reaching out for too much help, that I am not allowed to do that to an excessive degree, because it will make people not want to be my friend.
No, and I that's the thing, that I think we have that, what are we putting out there that's going to maybe not make people want to be our friend, but it's not, it's more with us than it is with other people.
It could be it could be an OCD thing, like a reassurance thing. I think the reason that, one of the reasons that you and I are like simpatico and get along so well, is that I don't care if you ask me for reassurance, and you don't care if I ask you for reassurance.
No, absolutely. And I, no, exactly. I want you to be honest and straightforward with me.
Yeah, and I mean, that is something, I think because we share that in the disorder that we have, that it doesn't, I think that is something that, like you said, Nicole gets irritated by it, Will gets irritated by it. Like, people who don't have OCD don't really understand it, and they think it's annoying. But, like, I'm not irritated by it, because I remember one time you were like, are you mad at me? And I was like, no, because it's like, that doesn't actually bother me at whatsoever.
And I get that, and, you know, and I appreciate that you get that, and it's like, it is refreshing, and just to know, like, okay, somebody knows that it isn't me just trying to be that way, it's just how I am.
Yeah, and I mean, I have so many friends that have anxiety that, like, if I don't respond in, like, 5 minutes, they're like, do you hate me? And I'm like, no, I understand what you're doing. It's anxious behavior.
Right.
Like, I don't take it personally. This is what it's annoying to me, is if they're like, do you hate me? And I'm like, no. And they're like, are you sure? Then I'm like, I already fucking told you that I don't hate you.
Yes. Respond to the initial answer,
yeah.
And that's, you know, that should be enough.
Right. I mean, and I will do that. I will repeat myself to somebody if I don't feel that they heard me, right? Like, I'll be like, I feel this way. And they're like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, are you listening to me? Because I just told you how I feel and you just blew me off.
Right.
And that's frustrating.
No, yeah.
That's
You want people to take your effort and what you are doing for them. For real.
Yeah, and I will say to the person, like, I'm thinking of two particular people in mind that are very similar. I will say to that person, I'll be like, I value your needs, and I want to hear how you feel, so I would appreciate it if you could do the same thing.
Right, exactly. Just be on the same page, reciprocate,
yeah.
And, yeah.
But that doesn't seem to work for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know whether they can't hear me. They're like, I don't know what it is, but it's not penetrating their brain. I think they just don't think that way. I think that they're the type of people that are like very much in their own point of view and have difficulty seeing things from someone else's point of view.
No, and I feel like I definitely have dealt with people who just don't. It's not just that they don't get what you're trying to do. They won't even try to understand it.
Yeah, and sometimes I don't think it's personal. I think that they're so invested in their point of view that they don't know how to dissociate from theirs and see yours. So what I try to do with people like that is I'll say, hey, you know how you don't like to be ignored, right? Can you remember that feeling? That is how I feel right now. Like, that's what I'll try to do, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That you want them to, at the very least, empathize with what they're putting you through.
Yeah, but specifically related to something that they do or need or want or irritates them so they can see it clearly.
Right.
And even if they don't say anything, they heard you.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, that is something I struggle with, because you and I have this great friendship where I know that you heard what I said. I know that you heard what I said because you responded. When people don't respond to what I'm saying, I have no fucking idea if they heard me.
Oh, no, I get that, exactly. That it's kind of like, at least give me something that you kind of know what I was trying to say.
Something. Yes, no,
yeah.
Okay, thanks, something. I mean, this is coming from a variety of mediums, whether it's a verbal conversation and you're like, okay, I heard you, or in a text conversation, okay, understood. If you don't respond at all, it's irritating.
Yeah.
You know?
And even with a matter of time, I mean, okay, if it's not in the first minute or two, but as long as within, say, like an hour, you know.
Yeah, if I have asked you a direct question or emoted something to you via text message, which I don't, right. I think is not really that great, but sometimes it happens. It does happen for me. I mean, in this virtual world, I asked you a question, it ends with a question mark, or I said, right. I feel this way when you do this, and you don't respond within 24 hours, I will flip my shit on you. I will lose it.
Right.
I will be like, I don't understand why you can't do me the courtesy of responding to something that was personal and I took the time to tell you.
Yeah, and I think that's part of what we have, because I feel like, okay, what did I do?
I just get angry. I just get straight up angry. Like, well, if I'm really close to the person, I'm like, why would you do that? That's really mean.
Right.
You know, but if it's like a friend, like, well, I do that in like romantic relationships or like super close situations. Like, I wouldn't do that with you because I feel confident and secure in the relationship. So if you didn't respond in 24 hours, I'd be like, are you all right? Or something like that.
And likewise, I feel like that would be something where we would know something's wrong,
right?
But not a judgment, because I would never take that long. By the way, I'm going to be off the grid, or you know,
whatever. The thing is that the text message conversations are sort of like, if you were to have a real time conversation with someone and they just didn't say anything after you said something, that would be really rude. Right?
Right.
So that's what, with text messages, the time may be longer, but it's still not polite if someone asks with a question mark and you don't say shit to them. Like, that's not okay. If it's like, hey, do you want to meet up at 4 o'clock and you didn't say anything? I'd be like, that's so rude.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
Are you free on Tuesday? And like, crickets. And like, you're my close friend. That's not okay. Right. But I have the majority of people that I am friends with don't do that. I have like this, I can think of two very similar people who do this thing that irritates the shit out of me. And I have told them, I need, like, now what I do with them is I go, I need you to respond to this.
Right. And that, if they know and you've told them, that should,
Yeah, but it's frustrating that I have to get to that level where I'm like, can you respond to this particular text?
Right.
But I mean, whatever it takes, right? By whatever means necessary.
Right.
You know, that is the motto that I have. Sometimes in order to get things done, you have to do things that are not necessarily in your comfort zone.
And as they say, you know, you have to do it yourself, not rely on other people to step up.
Yeah, which to me I find irritating, because sometimes I don't want to do everything.
It's exhausting. It's too much.
Yeah, I think we've covered a lot of ground in this. I think you're probably very tired at this point.
I am getting tired, yes.
But I managed to keep you up for 28 minutes, so that's good.
Yes, and that sounds double entendre.
Hey! but you know what? We haven't gotten to Montana yet, so we have to wait for that. We have to wait.
As they say, next year in Montana, Jerusalem.
Yeah. Lashana Tova in Montana.
Donate to this if you want to see it happen. Yeah.
Yes, you can either donate directly to www.paypal.com/me/Sarah Fader, or you can PayPal me at sarahfader@gmail.com, or you can PayPal evanjmo2@gmail.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you have a PayPal me or no?
No, I don't yet. I feel like I should do that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to do. It's easy, because then you can just be like, hey, PayPal me here.
Yeah.
And if you have any, if for everybody listening, just to summarize, Evan and I have decided we will go on if you finance this, if you donate to us, we will go have sex in Montana. We will have sex in Montana at a hotel that doesn't care about Jews. And
I'll take this, exactly. Yeah, whether you or not.
Yeah.
That will,
But, and we will snuggle and watch a movie afterwards. However, we need you to give us money to do this.
And we will have quite a story, exactly.
Yeah, we don't know when, or depending on how much money you give us,
yes,
we'll know. We'll know what happens. Yeah. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And we look forward to having sex soon.
Yes.